from the least square desk in all of WDRT Studio B's. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Hey, man, how's things?
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, once again, I feel like we're on a track. This is another beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day.
Yeah, it's not snowing. It's above 70 today.
Oh, it felt like a perfect day to be outside and
we should record it outside.
Yeah, we should. Let's get a longer extension cord next week, and let's just do it. Let's commit. Let's commit to doing this in the streets. That would be... I'm down. That sounds great. Yeah.
Or I could do it from my deck.
Yes. Yeah, all those things.
Yeah.
Do a remote.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not hard to record this. This is not a lot of technology-based... We could do this.
How about we do one of those live call-ins with you? Like, you're on site.
I would love that.
You know?
Should we just call random people and ask them sports-related things?
No, I'm saying I'd be in here.
Oh,
you call a studio and acting like you're on the scene.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Let's do it from the Speedway. Like, Oktoberfest races. Yeah. Let's go. I'm jazzed about this. This sounds... We're on something. Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, on to sports, I guess.
It was good. I mean, we had the NFL draft last weekend.
Yeah, it's been about 9 days since we've run into each other.
Lamar signed.
Lamar Jackson got paid.
Which is really funny.
Yeah.
Did you see that interview today?
I did not see that interview today.
Lamar was acting like, oh, I always wanted to be here. A month and a half ago, he'd asked for a trade.
He really did some really good PR all the way around. I mean, for being his own agent, for being his own press guy, he really he handled that really well, because he did got paid. He waited just long enough.
$52 million, I think it averages out a year for 5 years.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, he's worth it. He's an MVP. It's a funny thing that there were complaints about when non-MVPs can get paid so well. Yeah, just pay the quarterback. And figure it out. That's every team should be doing that, right?
The Ravens, Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson were all like, yeah, he was going to sign all the time. He was going to be us. He was going to be our guy. No problem.
Which is easy to say after he's been signed.
Yeah.
Really.
Because nobody was not, it got a little dicey there, I'm not sure, for a while.
I mean, it felt like it maybe because we watch a lot of ESPN and listen to a lot of the radio, because that's the cycle, you know.
Those guys, I mean, obviously, like Schefter and... All those guys, they're insiders.
Yeah,
they must
have been
everybody
something.
In every team. So I'm assuming there's legit stuff, you know? So the fact that it happened the morning of the draft was even fun.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It did happen
So, I mean, I'm sure that changed their board.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to talk about your Packers in the draft? Which all 11 or 12 picks they had?
Yeah, we looked at 12 picks. And I'm sure if anybody is paying attention to anything from the draft till now, the Packers, by all metrics and by all accounts, by the experts, did really, really well in this draft. Hard to tell if it's just because they picked so many players.
It was a lot of it, too. They were all saying that this was a really good draft and that nobody really botched it, even though Lions might have.
And, you could always tell the next year, right? Like, the guys, the Lions picked some guys that didn't look early in the draft like. But then the Lions also traded with the Packers at some point and got that Brian Branch from Alabama. Sure. I thought that was a really good pick on their part. Could have been a Packer. If he turns out well, then it really makes a difference. Like I said, I thought he could be a really impact guy for the Packers. Packers just chose depth. Other than the pick from Iowa, although they got three defensive linemen in this draft. One early, a couple late. They got three wide receivers in the draft. One early, one in the middle, and one late. They got two tight ends, because why not? Why not get two tight ends?
One might not work out, and another one there to try to work it out.
Yeah, I mean, keep throwing darts at a board.
I mean, you had 12 picks.
They used them, because they used one on a backup quarterback. Sean Clifford is 25 years old, a four-year starter at Penn State. He was drafted by the Packers in the fifth round. They also drafted a kicker. They drafted a kicker. It was actually Daniel Carlson's brother from Auburn. Packers special teams guy was high on him, apparently.
Sure.
They'd worked out together because he was the coach for the Raiders when his brother played.
Sure.
Yada, yada, yada. Yeah, they covered the board all over the place.
Yeah, as they usually do.
Yeah, they got a third running back. They got two defensive backs. They've covered... Basically, the roster is now complete for the Packers.
Is it complete?
They don't have any money. And they got 12 draft picks. So, I mean, three wide receivers, two tight ends, you know, three linemen.
If half of them work out.
At least for the first year. It's hard to believe that any of these guys, any of these 12 picks, wouldn't make the roster. You know, you don't see a lot of...
You assume the first three rounders mm-hmm. will.
And have an impact.
Right, right.
The wide receiver that Jalen Reed looks... Well, he was a three-year starter at Michigan State.
Oh, nice.
He's 200 receptions in his career. He's played special teams. He's run every route. Had some good quarterbacks, had some bad quarterbacks. He was as highly rated as, say, as any second-round receiver was.
Nice.
He ran us 4.440. He is the right height. He really good. He looks like... And last year, they drafted a wide receiver in the second round who turned out really well. So you'd like to think Jalen Reed is essentially stepping into Christian Watson's part of the offense.
Sure.
Because Christian Watson is your number one. He does what Alan Lazard did last year, which was very, you know, run those routes. But, yeah, so he looks like he's going to be an impact player. If I was going to pick a guy that makes numbers-wise, it'd be Jalen Reed because he's going to be the third wide receiver.
Sure.
They have six wide receivers who are first or second-year guys. Yeah. On the roster, so they're all going
to
be.
They pretty much got weapons for Jordan Love to make sure that he makes it.
Yeah, have no real reason that he can't say, and give him every opportunity. Right, two rookie tight ends. Generally, the Patriots did it a bunch of years ago with Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez, but it doesn't usually work out. I was looking, your average tight end as a starter in the NFL is getting like 25 receptions.
Yeah.
So if either of these guys, who both by the way are. Both of them were drafted as guys who got hurt.
Oh.
Early.
Sure.
Musgrave and Tyler Kroft, two tight ends drafted before the third, fourth round. Both were hurt in the air. They're both legit, you know, should be, but they're both hurt. So one of these guys will work out.
Right.
So that worked out all right. The linemen they picked are versatile.
Yeah.
They're
the Iowa guy they picked in the first round, what was the knock on him?
He never started a game.
He was a backup, right?
He's played behind two fifth-year seniors at Iowa.
And Iowa does a weird thing where they just play their seniors.
Kurt Ferentz plays a lot of seniors.
Yeah, no matter what.
But situationally, he had, I think it's like 17 sacks, 20 sacks.
Yeah.
He had put up some really good numbers as a, you know, third defensive end. But he also played, because he's big, you know. He played inside, plays outside. You know, he didn't have that huge. He kind of reminds people. I'm gonna give you a former Packer, Aaron Kampman.
Sure.
You know, drafted much higher than an Aaron Kampman, but can play inside, play out. Or Deontay Jones.
Okay.
You know, Deaton Jones. Somebody who can do a little bit of everything.
But it gives him depth.
Yes. Oh, he's gonna start. With Rashawn Gary getting coming back with a torn ACL.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to see this Van Ness starting as an outside linebacker, probably opposite Preston Smith. You could see him kick inside and be the defensive end in a four-man front. Yeah, you know, you're going to see, if not a starter, he's going to get a lot of minutes real early in the season. That was a really good draft. Like I said, it was 3 days of watching.
Yeah, I watched, for the most part, all of the first and second and third rounds.
Yeah.
So day one and two.
Sure.
Day three is just...
As soon as I got off of work, I watched day two. Day three, it starts at, like, noon. It's a very full day of watching.
Four rounds of just, like,
You got to be really committed.
Because
I watched a little bit here and there. It was on, and you're like, oh, who did the Packers take in these rounds?
Yeah, and I was just watching it in that third day. I was just like, oh, let's see what the tracker's saying.
And you'll see a guy, you'll flash go, oh, I remember that guy from college. Hey, the Lions picked up so-and-so. You got to be a real, real committed to the draft. Yeah,
it was fun when they. I mean, I watched highlights obviously, and they had people still there. I mean, they're rooting, and it was not as full as day one,
No, I do wonder who is getting tickets to day three of the NFL draft to dress up.
Local people
to dress up in your full regalia from like the Saints guys there and the Raiders guys.
I mean, diehard fans have made it a vacation.
Yeah, to cheer on a seventh-round pick, your third seventh-round pick of the day.
They didn't even see, you know? They
yeah.
Because on the day one, you can pretty much, on those first 32 picks, you'll probably see your guy.
Yes.
You know, so you can actually say, hey, I saw him at the draft, da, 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 mm-hmm. or I shook his hand because I was in front, whatever. Day two, usually not because...
No, it's not even the commissioner at that point making the picks. It's usually. The deputy commissioner. And by the third day, it's random celebrities. It was the guy from Modern Family. The guy from Modern Family made a pick for the Chiefs. You know, like
he's a big Chiefs fan.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's usually old, retired players.
Sure.
It's fans of that team.
That'd be a full... I'm guessing I'd start drinking early and often in the midst of all that.
It's supposed to be a fun weekend. Sure. Since they put it on the road and not always having
Travels. This one was Kansas City, and they won the Super Bowl last year, so kind of a big party in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Anything interesting happen for your Minnesota Vikings that you liked, didn't like, or happened?
I liked, for the most part, everything. I mean, everybody was... This draft was kind of weird where a lot of people didn't know who was picking where and what. I mean,
extremely wrong, all the pundits.
Mel Kiper... had it pretty close.
He was pretty close when he said, I'm probably not going to get a lot of these
right. No, right. But Minnesota only had five picks. They did not have a second round because they traded for TJ Hockenson. So I looked at that second round pick as a winner.
Sure. Yeah. That's a plus. That pick panned out.
Yeah, really well. So that was a guarantee. So that was a no-brainer. But they picked up Jordan Addison, wide receiver from USC.
He was the Biletnikoff Award winner 2 years ago, right? He was the transfer from Pittsburgh.
Yes. You know, so he went to a new system, but he put up big numbers. Yeah. I mean,
the guy who won the Heisman, he put up huge numbers in the best offense in the country. Yes.
So his production score, according to the NFL Network, they had him as the number one wide receiver.
Okay.
Athleticism, no, he's not the biggest, strongest guy, but he's one of the best route runners.
Sure.
Which... he's going to be a threat, and pair him with Jefferson.
That makes an interest. It gives you some really solid.
Well, KJ offense. Osborne is going to be the number three, I'm assuming, and then TJ Hockenson, and then whatever running back we're going to have. Well, who knows who that's going to be? At this
running
point.
Backs feel interchangeable most of the time, anyway. But
I was excited because I was really worried they were going to pick a quarterback.
I know how badly you wanted.
I want
to be
a quarterback.
Right, but it didn't. You didn't. If we were sitting here talking about, hey, you got your Hendon Hooker, I don't think
I was not going to be pissed.
You got your Jordan. You got a wide receiver for your quarterback.
Because historically, Minnesota is always a defensive guy in that first round.
Yeah, that's
usually,
true.
You know? So I'm like, okay, this will define this draft. Last year's draft was like kind of like everybody was thrown in the mix.
Sure.
So you didn't have time to get to know your scouts, the departments, or anything. This one, they knew everybody. They knew how they are all working together and how they feel. So I really feel like this draft was really for the Vikings, the new GM, Kevin O'Connell, the new head coach. This was their draft, and they made a splash. I mean, it was a great pick.
They covered that wide receiver.
He's going to be
whether it was a need or not. I don't in depth know any of the other spots on that team.
He
but
fills that gap that Adam Thielen.
When I looked around the rest of the because that's you look at he was drafted 20. It was 20.
23.
Right? 23. So it was somewhere between 24 and 30. Who else was picked? And that started. That was right in that run of wide receivers. Yeah. That was the correct pick.
He was the third one out of the fourth.
Right. Yep.
But I think he's going to be a great asset, I think. And
sure.
He's got that swagger.
And it's a lot better than drafting a defensive guy, a backup defensive tackle that they seem to, or an offensive lineman that they need. Cornerback.
Really bad. Yeah. You know? So I told, and then we texted that day, I'm like, well, at least the Minnesota Vikings offense can score more points than anybody else.
Yeah, as long as they can score 50.
It might not be to stop anybody, but
50-49 is still a win.
And
in that case,
like I said, no second round pick. Number three was third round was Mekhi Becton, who was a cornerback from USC. So him and Jordan Addison
practiced against each other.
So they know each other really well, and it's good.
And they talk about drafting guys from the same school really does help. Get these guys into the swing of being pros.
They're not going to be roommates, obviously.
No,
but there's somebody there as a rookie going, hey, what do you feel about this and that? Yeah, absolutely. But Mekhi wasn't the best, but he was still the score and the breakdown on NFL. They've got him down, probably the 20th.
Sure,
quarterback. But it's at the third round.
Mm-hmm. Anytime, and I, for me, like, I'm not a draft expert, right? But I feel like when you get into these later fourth through seventh round, anytime you get a chance to draft a guy from a big school, a USC, a Florida, an Oklahoma, if you get a guy like that, you should take that chance, because they recruit great athletes and great football players with great coaches. So if you got a chance to draft a big school guy, you should probably do that. And
he's a fast guy. He's a fast kid. I mean, he's the 4.47 in the 40.
Okay.
You know, I mean, he's
NFL fast.
Yes, he's very NFL fast. 5'11", 178 pounds. Okay. Not the biggest.
I mean, the Packers had a guy like that in the seventh round, too.
Brian Flores, though, that's that man-to-man. So he'll be able to keep up with the fastest, you know, like a Tyreek Hill.
And on a team like the Vikings, he's going to start. I'd assume a third-round pick on a team that...
We're already short on those guys. So
I bet if you made a list, they have four cornerbacks probably signed at this point. They lost a lot of guys.
We lost three starters, but yeah. Then they picked up a Jay Ward, which is another cornerback out of LSU. Jaclyn Roy was a defensive tackle. Then the interesting one was Jaren Hall. BYU quarterback. Which his
long list of BYU quarterbacks who haven't been very good.
Yeah,
but
yeah. So
but,
it's like,
I mean, but there's a couple that have not that have worked out really, really well. I know the name, Jaren Hall.
Yeah.
So he must have, you know, like, he played a lot of years, I'm fairly certain, at BYU.
Yep. He's a senior. So he played, I think, at least 2 years, I think he played.
Sure.
So his ranking, I mean, he's ranked as, you know, at least on average, probably the seventh or eighth quarterback.
He was a draftable quarterback.
So you got him in the fifth round. I mean, it's
and he's your backup, much like the Packers drafted themselves a quarterback because they had a roster spot. They need a backup quarterback.
Yeah, because we only had one backup with Rick Kurtz.
Well, you know, it's a thing.
And honestly, I at this point, I think next year we're going to extend Kirk
even Cousins. Well, of course you are. Yeah, there's no way around that.
But, I mean, yeah.
Unless you draft, you know, whatever. We'll talk all year about what you're going to do with Kirk Cousins. But, no, I mean, you need a backup quarterback. It's not a glamour position to draft or find a backup quarterback, but you need them in practice. You need them in case. You need two, three quarterbacks. And in a league that can't find a good, you know, Jameis Winston started, Andy Dalton started games last year. You know, like, there's not a lot of good quarterbacks left. Yeah. Zach Wilson started games. Started a couple. It's going to be so much fun to watch that one guy, and that Aaron Rodgers guy.
Yeah. And so Minnesota actually ended up trading down with San Francisco and then picking up an extra pick, so they ended up at six.
So they got nearly their full.
Yeah, and you got a running back in the last round.
I mean, Packers got one too. You need one. That's one of those. You need a third running back. It's not a glamour position, but if you don't have three decent running backs, you might find yourself in a really tough spot.
Running backs go down.
You're one injury away. We're
still waiting on Dalvin Cook. We have no idea. Yeah. Us as fans have no idea what's going on with Dalvin. He made some cryptic.
Do you think he comes back on some 1 year? Like, you're going to get a 1 year out of Kirk Cousins and a 1 year out of Dalvin Cook.
I won't be surprised.
It's your make it or break it shot. I mean, the window is closing if you're the Minnesota Vikings on your championship run. The Packers have, the best two teams in that division are the Lions and the Vikings.
Chicago will be right there, I think, this year.
I think they've got a couple years behind, right?
Maybe.
We've done this, but ranking goes Vikings, Lions, Packers, Bears, in my mind.
Yes, I think at this
you
point.
You can flop Lions and Packers because
your Packers are the ones, the unknown, really.
I refuse to be down on Jordan Love because in my lifetime, the Packers have never been wrong on a quarterback. So
you've got 31 years of
You know
proof.
What I'm saying? I can't tell.
I know. I know this.
Have you noticed that? Yeah. No, they've been really, really, really good for.
Who do you think won the draft, though?
Well, I mean, it's easy to say.
I mean, I'm looking at...
I mean, here's the thing. I watched the Tennessee Titans, actually. Without a doubt, I'm going to tell you, Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Texans, mm-hmm. Not the Titans. The Houston Texans won the draft. They got the second pick in the draft, so they got their quarterback because C.J. Stroud is going to be the real deal, and he's going to be given every opportunity to be the real deal, and he was in college, and he's got tons of... He's got a pretty big leash. And then they traded up and got the best defensive player in the draft, too. So to draft...
Well, they didn't trade up to get C.J. Stroud.
No, they traded up to get Will Anderson at the number three.
So they got their, you know, their franchise quarterback
and their franchise linebacker. Yeah. So, you know, it's hard to I don't know what they gave up, and it's hard to tell, you know,
they gave up.
Are they missing a second round pick? They probably they could use it.
No,
but
all the picks they used was from that Cleveland
from trades from Deshaun Watson. So essentially you're turning a guy who didn't want to be there into So, yeah, I'll say Texans, because other than the Eagles, I like what the Eagles did. Seattle did really well.
But like I said, I don't think anybody really did bad on this one.
No.
I mean, they're all, for the most part, had a C-plus or on up.
I mean, it's one of those, because I was looking at draft grades from 2018 on some of these teams, and you look 5 years later, and you're very wrong. The experts are very wrong. Some of these, you know, 5 years later, a lot of these teams end up with pretty good drafts, but in the short window, it looks like everybody.
I think the Eagles did.
Oh yeah,
they got Jalen Carter at 9, and then which they traded up for.
Yeah,
and then at 30, Nolan Smith, that edge runner from Georgia. Yeah, you know, it's.
I thought the Bears did poorly. I thought
not as good as they should have. Maybe.
Think, yeah, that one they should have had Jalen Carter. He looked like a guy they could have drafted at number one.
Well, Nolan Smith too.
Could have had him at number eight.
How Nolan Smith dropped all the way down.
He had an injury. He had a
but still,
he's a 4-4 linebacker with an ACL injury. So you get it, but
he's going to be added to a roster and Philly, that's already one of the best rosters.
Philly
in the
lost
league.
A defensive tackle and a linebacker, and gained a defensive tackle and a linebacker. Both
but they
were
had starters. They had starters last year that was backups.
Yes.
You know, I mean, their roster, especially in the defensive roster, is probably the best. One of the best.
No, their GM has done the best job in the last
just crazy
5 years of just nailing trades. And so, I mean
we could,
honestly.
I like Seattle's.
And the same thing. Seattle's done a really good job. It's easy to say teams that have done well all hit the draft, right? Like, I'm going to assume that Cleveland bombed the draft because they have just, right? They've just not done it right. It's probably easy to say that the Colts bombed it. Because maybe
time will tell on Richardson.
Well, yes, I
think he went too high.
I'm still confused. Like I said, I still think Bryce Young went entirely too high. I think we're going to look at him as the, you know what? I'm not an expert, but at some point, the first 5'10" quarterback to succeed in the NFL will have to be Bryce Young in order for this to work out for the Texans.
I don't think you
Panthers,
really
because they
gone
gave
wrong.
Up a lot to get there too. So,
but now are they're in the consideration of the talk for, you know, that division?
It's if you're the Bears fan, you are really rooting for Bryce Young to be terrible, right? Because you get their pick next year, correct? The Bears
in
that trade around, they ended up with Carolina's number one pick next
year. It's like Seattle. They traded with Denver, and all of a sudden, Seattle had.
I think what teams, if there was anything that we learned from the. From the draft, once again, it's teams with more than one pick in the first round really can do anything they want in the draft.
Right.
Because, teams that are looking to trade a disgruntled player for a first-round pick probably a little more apt. Because if you're Philly, you know, these trades were made, and you got your guys. You got if you're the Texans, you got rid of guys who didn't want to be there, and you got the reset was hit just about perfect. So
right, this goes along with Texans, firing a coach every year for the last 2 years.
Yep.
So with a 6-year contract, this is his team.
I mean, it feels
it
feels like they bottomed out about as well as they could, right? Like if you were going to be terrible for a couple of years and fire some coaches and look real bad.
Just think if Lovey didn't win that last game.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So a lot more draft. We could talk probably another hour on draft.
We could. That's it. We could just pause and be like, hey, you know what we're going to do for next week's show? Is just keep talking. We're just going to keep talking about the draft and all the funny things, like watching Will Levis be so uncomfortable for 2 hours.
The nice thing about it now is that, rookie money camps, all the camps are kind of in. They're starting to practice a little bit. Get used to, like Rodgers. And
Aaron Rodgers looked like he's having a good time.
Green Bay receiver corps number two,
Randall Cobb signed today.
That's
ugh. It's what
Lazard?
It feels so deja vu because this is Brett Favre all over again. This team
with
Cobb and Alan Lazard weren't good last year. They didn't do anything last year for the Packers to help them do anything positive. Randall Cobb really didn't. He got hurt a lot. And Alan Lazard is good at blocking.
Yeah.
And, intangibles are neat, but he didn't put up a lot of numbers. So.
But the thing is that, this familiarity, like with Cobb. Mm-hmm. So Rodgers is there with them. They know each other really, really, really well, you know, obviously. So Cobb, I think, was hired on more of a, as a coach almost aspect. So he can, hey, Garrett Wilson, this is how Rodgers, Aaron mm-hmm. likes it like this and this and that. So he can translate sure. that, you know, because I'm sure Aaron Rodgers to translate what he wants to Garrett, you know, second year receiver Garrett Wilson.
Oh, sure, sure.
So you got Cobb going, here's, this is what he means to mm-hmm. do this. You know, I guarantee you that's why he brought,
okay.
you know. Not because of his ability or it could stay healthy.
He hasn't been. I mean, we were running through the. He's one of my favorite Packer draft picks of all time.
Yeah.
The Randall Cobb. You know,
he was great.
I had him
in my fantasy football dynasty league for the first 2 years.
Why not?
I won.
I remember him as an option quarterback at Kentucky. Yeah, I'm a big Randall Cobb fan, but that was 10 years ago.
We got 2 minutes left.
Is
only.
That it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. We didn't talk about the Brewers. They were 3-5 last year. They're 18-13, second place in the division.
They're not doing so good.
They're leveling off. I'm not going to give you stats, but they got a couple pitchers really knocking it out the park, and like two guys hitting really well. The Bucks fired Mike Budenholzer
3 hours ago.
3 hours ago on a Thursday. Coach of the year. They lost in the first round this year. They won a championship in 2021. He's the fourth coach in 50 years to lead his team to the best record in the league as he did this year and not come back the next year because he blew double-digit leads in two games in a row, didn't use his timeouts correctly, and lost to Jimmy Butler, essentially. Jimmy Butler put up 40 a game for five games. Yeah, yeah. He was 271 and 120 and is no longer the coach of the Bucks. Yeah, wow, 2 minutes just flew by.
Nah, we're down to a minute and a half.
Thank you for everybody. This was the best show ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen on the Spotify, listen WDRT on the archives. We're going to finish out.
We got to plug one more thing.
Oh, please do.
We have our usual yearly spring pledge drive next Tuesday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're trying to raise like 13 grand or something
Give, yeah.
So go to the website, WDRT.org. You know, donate there. Come in on Tuesday, anytime between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. We're having a record sale.
Ooh.
So all the vinyl we have in here, that's all
spread
out.
Can we do one of the shows between then and then?
Probably not.
Ah, darn it all.
Yeah,
I was going to say I'll high-five people who donate while we're here, but never mind.
We don't
offer
have a show.
Rescinded.
Yeah, there's only live shows. They're all live on Tuesday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Let's just crash a show and do it. Let's also be live.
I have that show at 9 p.m. on Tuesday. It's like, well, hey, I'll do it early.
Yeah.
No.
There's the extra mics here.
No.
Yeah, we'll just walk in and do our thing.
Yeah.
Well,
they got it planned out. They've had it planned out for like
a month. Oh, yeah, not us.
So,
they're not letting us wing
We're too
it.
New. We're too new.
Next year. Yeah, once
we get that corporate sponsorship,
yeah.
Then you can really.
You got a guy who knows a guy?
Yeah, you know.
Right. Good.
Maybe have a couple of restaurant sponsors.
Let's roll that ball. That's good stuff, man.
I'm not even going to play a song because we only got like 20 seconds left.
Okay, well, we're not going to hum the.
We were going to play 311 Down.
We're going to play Down by 311, but.
We ran out of time.
It's too bad. Yeah, just
because we were talking. That's
yeah. Look that one up for yourself. It'll still be on the playlist on the Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much for listening, and everybody have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye-bye.